My presentation is going to be a quite practical one. It is not about mathematics, about research. It's about software tool we developed and are using in building our Czech digital mathematics library. The general workflow in our project is very similar to every scanning project: preparation, scanning, OCR, metadata harvesting from referential mathematical databases, integration and building and user digital library. I will concentrate on the step of integration, and this is the step for which is very labor intensive and for which we developed our metadata editor, the software tool which help us to build actually the material which is then uploaded to the digital library for end users. So metadata editor has to somehow cope with the page images from the scanning stage, from OCR text with referential metadata. He's instructed by operators, by both student operators doing the rough work on the digital library, and also mathematicians who did the translation, metadata completion process, and so on. And the result should be digital articles which are organized into hierarchical structures. So the metadata editor is used for mainly for metadata creation and digital library integration. He was developed for the project Digital Mathematics Library in the Czech Republic, and actually, or basically, it's a web-based application with web interface, suite of scripts in different programming languages, files in directories, internal databases in MySQL, and so on. The workflow for metadata editor is as follows. First, input data are loaded, then digital articles are built, metadata are edited and completed. Then we have to process references for articles. There is a lot of tests to verify the completeness of the process and the correctness of the data, compilation of the resulting PDF for articles, and export to end user digital library, which is done upon the DSpace system and will be presented in the next talk. So the first step is input data loading or ingestion of the digital material. As Jiří Rákosník mentioned in his talk in the morning, we deal with three different kind of documents: the scan documents from the 19th century and the 12th century, and the metadata editor fully support this kind of documents. But also it can deal with other documents and workflow for retro-born digital documents. These are the documents for which we have some digital content, but in different type settings, different formats, and so on. And we have somehow to transform it into the uniform format and integrate it into the digital library. And of course, it can also cope with the born digital documents, so on-fly new journals issues produced by publishers. During the ingest, first checkings are done on completeness, consistency, right page ordering, and so on. Then we have to restructure all the files into the hierarchical files directories. Metadata are loaded into internal databases. Internal identifiers are produced and assigned to the all digital objects, and so on. The hierarchical structure is as follows. We deal with three kind of documents: serials, proceedings, and monographs. In serials, we have the structure journal, volume, issue, and article. In proceedings, proceeding series, volume, and article. And of course, in monographs, collection of monographs, book, and chapter. This is just the snapshot of how the metadata editor looks at the first stage. Yes, also the search modules, statistics modules, name authority database dealing with authority names, verifying tests, administration module for assigning users, privileges, and so on. And he can deal with serials, monograph, and so on. So just few. Few looks on the metadata editor. Articles building, it's the most important step in producing digital articles. We have to somehow combine pages into the articles and create the structure of the journal issue. The initial structure is built automatically by metadata editor based either on the metadata harvested from the Centerblatt or mathematical reviews, and also based on some heuristics which try to guess the start and end of articles in OCR pages, OCR text. Of course, this process is not correct in all cases, so the manual check-in and corrections are needed. And for that purposes, the Visual Article Editor was implemented. The Visual Article Editor presents all pages, page thumbnails in the tabular fashion, like cards on a desk. An operator can, by reshuffling individual thumbnails, he can construct articles, cancel articles, and so on. The pages are grouped into the blocks. The green blocks represent articles, the red blocks represent pages which were excluded from the article processing. So here I have chosen some journal. This is the Application of Mathematics journal, volume and issue. And by clicking on Edit Structure, I am presenting with the thumbnails of all pages produced in the scanning phase. And metadata editor tried to guess what the articles are and what are the pages excluded from the page processing, like the front matter and advertising, table of contents, and so on. Here is an example where the metadata editor identified wrongly one article, because we can see that there is a beginning of one article, here's the beginning of the second article, and here's table of contents and back material. So what I need to do, I have to identify that these pages creates one article, these pages creates another article, and these pages should be excluded. So I can tick on each of these thumbnails and create set of pages, then click on the create article, and I will create article from these pages, the same for the second article, and the last pages I will click and delete article and create the red pages which are excluded from the article processing. So everything is done on a visual way, not dealing with numbers and file names and so on. Quite often I need to expect details on a given page, so by just by clicking on the thumbnails, a bigger screen with the page is open, then I can expect details of a given page, whether it's the beginning of the article or whether the page should be excluded, and so on. During article building process, we need a lot of functions like page cloning. For example, if one article ends on the same page and the other article starts on the same page, I have to clone this page to insert in one article and the second article. From time to time, it's useful to have the possibility to download the pages for the local inspection or local improvement, local corrections, and then again upload it under the proper position. To reshuffle pages either within article or journals, within volumes, to change the numbering of or the ordering of pages. We are keeping three different kind of schemas for pages, physical numbers which corresponds to the numbers printed on a paper, logical numbers which are assigned to the pages during the scanning process, and then sequential numbers which actually define the sequence of numbers within the article. And within, in a given journal issue, we can also create the sections of articles, so combine articles to the higher structure. The next step is the metadata editing. In this step, so we have to create article descriptive metadata. The metadata editor first is pre-filled with the metadata which are harvested from mathematical reference databases, and of course manual checking and augmenting them is needed. For that task, metadata editor provides descriptive metadata editor, which looks in this way. On the left side, I can see the scanned pages. On the right side, I have the form for metadata, which are pre-filled with the metadata from mathematical databases and can be augmented by the operator. Of course, there are such features like on-screen keyboard for inserting the characters which are not on the keyboard, and so on. Metadata elements for journals which are using title, of course, we produce both the title in original language and the translation of the title into the English. Author names are taken from the name authority basis to allow to combine different form of the names and so on. Language, of course, mathematical subject classification, summary and summer language, the type of articles like mathematical, editorial, review, identifiers to the databases, the accessibility field allow us to either to show the article freely on the internet or to discard the article, not show it if the authors wish not to show this article. Links to related papers within the digital library, and status is the progress completed, and so on. So here's just a snapshot of the page for a given issue. After the metadata editor tried to guess articles, for some articles the metadata were also identified in the referential mathematical databases, for others were not identified. Then, after editing structures, these were discarded because they are table of contents and front matter. Some other were edit articles, and then metadata were edited by operators, and the issue is completed. Authority base allow us to put the name of the authors exactly in the same form as are given in the written article. And of course the same author can be written in different ways in different articles, so the authority records can allow us to combine all these different name forms and to allow user to find all articles of the author regardless of the form of the name. Here's an example. I started to put the author, Professor Edward Fuchs. He immediately suggests from the authority database the relevant names. I will click on the proper form or create completely new one, which immediately is added to the authority file. And later on, I can expect the authority base of all the names in the metadata editor and check or correct the names and add another form of the names at initials and so on to check or to assign the preferred form of the name. Next stage is the reference processing. This is semi-automated process. First, the metadata editor tried to localize the block of references in the OCR text and identify individual references with the block of references. Then is a manual checking and correcting of OCR errors, and the simple markup is given actually designing the title of the article, the reference, And then again, automatically, the references are structured into the structured records, and the links to the reference databases are generated. So again, the metadata editor provides some support. Again, on the right side, I can see the page with the references. On the left side, I have the OCR text, where very simple marking is just given by the operator, and everything else then is done automatically. Next step, verification. There's a suite of tests which can verify whether some elements in metadata are missing, integrity of data storage, page ordering, tag syntax. They can detect automatically the language of the article. They can verify what the markup of the reference is correct, whether the PDF are completed, the no pages are missing in the PDF. Of course, some statistics are provided and many, many others. The last but one step is the article PDF compilation. Because digital library is article oriented, it is not the page oriented, so we create the article PDF, which are composed of the page PDFs. The PDF has two layers, one is the picture, the other one is the text layer. Of course, the title page is created automatically with article identification, paper citation, persistent URLs, copyright notice, and so on. Then some compression is the PDF is compressed and digitally signed. Some other features which Metadata Editor provides is search module for searching within all the data digital objects in the Metadata Editor, batch updates, links which can link continuation articles, derived works, article reviews, suggested relevant papers, and so on. And because we have also the users and rights management in the system, so the work on the digital library can be distributed among a lot of people with different level of expertise in mathematics, in computer science, and so on. A lot of work is done by the students, for example. Implementation, well, Apache Web Server, Nitro Arabi Web, Arabi Web Framework, MySQL database, and a lot of programming tools, a lot of sets. That's all. Thank you.
Any question?
It's an expensive work to produce, to create metadata. How many data sets do you have?
At the moment, we have some, in the metadata editor, there's loaded something like 150,000 of pages. About 15,000 of articles are created into the metadata editor just now. Well, how much it is intensive to create articles? There was a question. It heavily depends on a lot of factors. One factor is, for example, whether the first metadata, there are some metadata into the centerbot or material reviews. How successful the software is in the guessing articles and so on. Actually, the better results are provided for the newer issues of the articles, because for the volumes from the 19th century, it's sometimes very, very difficult to do that. So, well, it is very difficult to give an objective estimation, but definitely it helps us a lot to create articles and grow. It's very heavily used. Everything what was done in the Czech Digital Mathematical Library was done using this tool, this method of editor.
You said that the OCR system identified the reference block at the end. For some older journals, references were not so obvious. They were sometimes in footnotes or just in the text. Did you see much of that? Does that cause a great problem?
Well, I must admit that, again, especially in the older issues, there is still quite a lot of manual work remaining for operators, because they have to check whether the process of
identification of references was correct. If not, they have to correct it. Okay? So, well, but you have to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that especially we have one journal which started in 1872, and already in that journal they used the space structure between references at the end of the paper. Mm-hmm. So we didn't need such features like that for references inside the paper.
But there are some papers even in the 60s.
Yes.
Not
in these journals.
Not in your journal.
We didn't create a universal tool
for
everybody.
Just want to know how big the problem was, yeah.
Sometimes we have such things like page breaks inside the reference and all of other special needs that we have to somehow correct them.
I don't know how much of this software is bound to your formats, your metadata schema, etc. I mean, would it be easily transferable to another project or?
The metadata?
No, the metadata editor.
The metadata editor. Well, the metadata editor was built from the scratch just for our project. Yeah? So we supposed to work in the next year on some generalization of the software, especially on the ingest and output phase.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we hope that it can be used also in some other project, but we will need to either to rewrite some pages to generalize them and some software to generalize it, and of course to write documentation, which is the my problem.
So, for instance, would it be easy to add a field or to change one field structure maybe with finer grain?
Well, at the moment it means to change the XML schema.
Yeah.
Well, and then it can be done. Okay.
And what is the status, the IP license? So if you,
well,
the eternal question.
If we succeed in generalization of the software, we can provide it in the open access probably.
Okay.